Well, we've all heard about the violence in the city, the big spike in murders earlier this summer. Joining me now is JM Joe Giordano, who has seen it in person. He's been documenting the shootings in a series in the city paper called Summer of the Gun. It is a fascinating look into what really is going on in the streets and how the violence affects families and communities. Thanks for coming here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I'm telling you, it's worth a look. Anybody listening right now, go to the city paper and look at this series because you've done some great work here. You basically go to the scenes of murders or you talk to families who have been affected by murders. You document what they've been going through, both with words, pictures, and audio. Tell me what it's been like for you.
It's pretty rough out there. I mean, a lot of people are fed up. We really wanted to get into the communities and talk to the people that are, you know, on the other side of the police tape, so to speak. I mean, I go back. I do follow-ups, so they're not forgotten. Like the funeral of Davon Achimi, that came about because I had photographed his aunt at the shooting, and I followed up with her about his conditions, and of course, he passed away, and she, you know, invited me to the funeral and said, you know, show people this is what happens. We're trying to tackle this from all sides. Community leaders, families, victims, I mean, funeral directors, everyone that we can talk to kind of get to the root of this problem.
How many of these murders are caught, or I mean, how often do these blue cameras come into play when it comes to finding murder suspects?
I'm surprised airplanes aren't crashing on Bel Air Road because it looks like a runway,
right?
A runway strip. I don't think the resolution is high enough. I really think they need to upgrade those cameras to something more modern and sharper. I mean, but I can't speak for the police. Right. I don't know what they see, but I have seen what the blue light camera film looks like, and it's not very good.
Is this all gang-related, or is it, you know, just sometimes somebody gets upset and something happened to somebody and they just retaliate with a gun?
I think it's a little of both. I just started seeing, and I was going through my photos because I covered that double shooting at Preston and Milton. I'm starting to see a lot of bicycles left behind, which to me seems either someone's hiring younger kids to do these shootings. Because I think if it was gang-related, they'd have getaway cars. But this is like the fourth bicycle I've seen at a scene that hasn't been from the person shot. There's a lot of speculation about gang violence out there. I talked to a few people off the record, and they don't think it's as much gang violence as the community thinks. They think it's more one-on-one drug-related.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can pinpoint to of how to change, how to end this cycle of violence?
There's a lot of factors. I know people want to see the mayor out there more. I was at a friend's house, someone who works for a city council person, and you know she hears the same thing, that the mayor needs to be, not at every shooting, obviously, but needs to show more, I guess, needs to have more of a presence in the community. But people at a lot of these, especially the bigger ones, the double homicides, I mean, I really think they believe that the mayor needs to be out there more as a face of the city and saying, hey, we're on top of this.